Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A prolonged and punishing heat wave baking the Southwest is expected to get even hotter. People in Phoenix are bracing for a potentially dangerous 115-degree day. In Las Vegas, residents are being told they should stay indoors to avoid the intense heat that could see Sin City reach 117 degrees on Sunday. One of the world's hottest spots, Death Valley, California, could hit a scorching 130 degrees this weekend. The Biden administration is forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is the result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plan. Under the plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they've made payments for at least 20 years. The Secret Service has closed their investigation into a bag of cocaine that was found at the White House with no possible suspects and no arrests. That's sparking concerns about a possible cover-up.
I find it implausible that they can't identify it. But if they truly can't, that represents a huge hole in the security at the White House.
Senator John Cornyn says if someone can get cocaine through security, nothing is stopping a bad actor from bringing in a substance that could harm the president. Film and television production is ground to a halt. Fran Drescher, the president of SAG-AFTRA, the union representing 160,000 actors, has declared a strike after failing to reach an agreement with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers.
How they plead poverty! That they're losing money left and right when giving hundreds of millions of dollars to their CEOs. It is disgusting.
They're joining the Hollywood writers who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. IRS whistleblowers alleging a delayed investigation into Hunter Biden by the Justice Department will testify before Congress next week. Gary Shapley, an IRS investigator, and an anonymous individual will appear before the House Oversight Committee Wednesday. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
SpaceX has scrubbed its latest Starlink launch. The space company was set to launch another batch of Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit Thursday night from Cape Canaveral. The launch of the Falcon 9 rocket was scrubbed, however, just 40 seconds before liftoff. Pro golfer Rory McIlroy says he wouldn't play for LIV Golf if it was the last place on Earth. McIlroy made his feelings known Thursday after the first round of the Scottish Open when he was asked about him and Tiger Woods being named as possible team owners of the Saudi-backed golf organization. McIlroy said, "If LIV Golf was the last place to play golf on Earth, I would retire." New York City Mayor Eric Adams is blaming the media after a new poll reveals New Yorkers are increasingly worried about crime.
A recent Siena poll revealed 41% of New Yorkers have never been as concerned about crime as they are now. Speaking on Fox 5 New York, the mayor said the media plays with New Yorkers' psyches.
You travel with an armed army in a chauffeur-driven car. Go ride the train, then tell me, without your bodyguards.
The mayor's just, he's, I don't want to say delusional, but I think he's just putting a political spin on a bad situation.
One anchor said the media reports on things that actually happen. The poll also revealed 87% of respondents feel crime is a very or somewhat serious problem in New York City and across the state. I'm Natalie Migliori, New York.
Lisa Marie Presley's cause of death was determined to be complications arising from a small bowel obstruction. A toxicology report identified therapeutic levels of two opioids. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we need your help, and we got to appreciate that we're in this all together, ladies and gentlemen. It's not one without the other, but thank you for being with us right now, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, the United States has set a grim milestone, this latest headline, with a new record for the deadliest 6 months of mass killings. Those are slain at the hands of strangers or gunned down by loved ones, massacred in small towns and big cities, inside their own homes or outside in broad daylight, this report is saying. This year's unrelenting bloodshed across the U.S. has led to the grimmest of milestones, the deadliest 6 months of mass killings recorded since at least 2006. The other thing we want to bring to mind here is we're going to be talking with Dr. John Lott in just a moment, and that is that guns are not the leading cause of children's death. It has become a favorite talking point of the Biden White House. You know, I find it quite interesting that this is an administration that is doing everything possible to cancel misinformation with the help from the mainstream media, social media, the FBI, Justice Department, and they can't seem to recognize their own contribution to misinformation. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths. Dr. John Lott joins us now. Hey, John, how are you?
Doing fine. How about yourself?
Hey, getting through it, as you know, I'm heading in for hip replacement here in a couple weeks. So until then, I continue to hobble and, I keep telling my wife to put the gun down to not put me out of my misery.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean?
I appreciate her helping us out, keeping you around a little longer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's a tough job, trust me. But bless her heart. But anyway, so all is well, all things considered. But, let's talk about, first of all, let's go ahead and talk about, the Biden administration first, putting out this myth. I mean, this is what destroys their credibility. It really messes everybody else up with this kind of faux reporting, because you get people that go off half-cocked. They listen to what the Biden administration says, and they think they're getting, knowledge from on high, when clearly it's prejudiced, and we continue to see this, to such a degree that this administration is losing credibility at every turn, John.
Right. Well, it's not just the administration. I'll just mention one thing. You start off the interview beforehand talking about mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a government number. That's from a place called the Gun Violence Archive, which is a gun control group.
Mm-hmm.
They, for example, have lobbied the Centers for Disease Control to take down any information that they had on the numbers of defensive gun uses. and they because they told the CDC that that information made it more difficult for them to go and lobby for the types of gun control laws that they wanted to have, which doesn't seem to me a very good reason to go and take things down.
Exactly.
But in any case, it's what they rely on are news media reports. Mm-hmm. And so to go and say that there are more of those is most likely just saying that the media is reporting on particular things, but also how they define it. So, you know, if the way they define is anytime you have three or more people shot, you know, it could be three people injured or on up. Mm-hmm. And the vast majority of their cases are drug gang fights. Mm-hmm. And most of the rest are things like robberies or what have you that have occurred. When most people hear these things, you know, President Biden, when he gets out there, he'll go and mention a couple of the mass public shootings that get attention, like an attack at a mall or a school or someplace where the whole point of the attack is to go and simply kill people. The problem is, you know, obviously drug gang fights over drug turf are bad, but the causes and solutions for those are dramatically different than the case involving, you know, the types of events that get the news attention. Mm-hmm. And in any case, since they're relying almost completely on news reports for the numbers up there, it's maybe just telling you more about how the news media is covering this.
Exactly.
Than anything else.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point, because this is on the heels of me just saying to everybody, we have to be careful. You know, who's telling you this stuff? And of course, this is an AP report, and you know, and I'm glad that you're here to help put this in perspective, because when you just hear the headline and not understanding, okay, what are the other key components that are involved here? You know, of these mass shootings, as you say, three, four, or more, they consider if three or four more die. That becomes, you know, categorized as a mass killing, right?
Well, the mass shooting, right?
Yeah.
Well, typically, mass public shooting has been four or more people killed,
right.
Which is, you know, when you're just dealing with people who are injured, you're going to get a lot bigger number that's going to be there. But again, what's driving their numbers are overwhelmingly these drug gang fights. And drug gangs fight against other gangs for lots of things.
Yeah,
you know, we've
exactly.
had a lot more illegal drugs spilling into the country because of the border policies. And so,
exactly.
you know, it's not too surprising that with massive influx of drugs, you're going to have a lot more kind of jockeying for positions by
drug gangs
that are in the United States.
John, with that number, what do you think? What do you think percentage of these killings? Do you have an idea of what, you know, because you bring up a good point here with the increased involvement of the cartels and gangs and that sort of thing inside our borders now. What are we talking about? At least half, two thirds? What are we looking at?
Well, I mean, if you take the definition of four more people killed for mass shootings. There you're talking about something that's in the high 80% range, you know, maybe like 87, 88% of the cases involved.
Of the 28 so far, for example. Yeah, right. Wow. That's huge, John. And as you say, you know, clearly that in understanding that the solution should be different as opposed to just people, you know, getting upset because they got
a banned gun. You say, okay, I got a lot of these mass shootings that are, you know, resulting in death, and that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But the notion that somehow, if I were to ban guns, let's say I just completely ban guns, is that going to stop drug gangs from getting a hold of guns any more than we've been able to stop drug gangs from getting a hold of drugs?
I mean, of course not. Yeah,
these gangs. Or what? You know, they're they have very valuable property. It's not like they can go to the police and say, look, this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help us get them back? They have to set up their own little military. I mean, just look at Mexico. Mexico, since 1972, has had one gun store in the country. You have less than 0.1% of the adult population in Mexico is legally licensed to own a gun. And yet, in many recent years, Mexico's had a murder rate.
Exactly. Got to go to break.
Six times.
More from John after this.
Curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Dr. John Lott. Dr. John is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths. John, I want you to repeat what we were talking about in terms of Mexico. You know, to put this in context, because
sometimes what happens in the emotion, in the emotional debate and discussion of gun control, it's like we're losing our minds and we're not holding on to some common sense and application here. So repeat what you said about Mexico, and also talk about, in term, you know, as a follow up to this, you know, the number of you know, gun violence that's been taking place in the first 6 months. It what the other number it doesn't give us is how many incidents were averted because there was somebody there with a gun that stopped them from doing, you know, damage and becoming an addition to the statistics. So first, tell us about Mexico again.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about Mexico is, you know, it's the notion that you think just by banning guns, you're going to be able to get guns away from drug gangs. Just look at Mexico. Mm-hmm. Mexico is effectively a gun ban. Since 1972, they've had one gun store in the country. It's run by the military. The most powerful gun that you can legally buy in Mexico since 1972 is a 22 caliber short round bolt action rifle. I promise you that's not the type of gun that the drug gangs are using down there. And their murder rate since 1972 has more than doubled. In recent years, their murder rate's been as high as six times higher than the murder rate in the United States. Mm-hmm. And the question is, you know, has a gun ban stopped the drug gangs from being able to go and get guns? You know, you have less than 0.1% of the adult population in Mexico is legally licensed to own a gun. But the drug gangs are bringing in weapons from around the world, just as they bring in drugs from around the world.
Exactly. Let's not forget. Yeah, John, I'm sorry. Let's not forget Fast and Furious, right? I mean, yeah, Fast, that they got the guns.
In any way, even without Fast and Furious. I mean, was it bright to go and do, to go and send guns there without being able to trace them? No, it wasn't very bright. It was pretty stupid. But I don't really, you know, even though I think it was a stupid thing, I don't really think it affected anything significantly because the drug gangs would have gotten guns anyway.
Right.
Look, if I could click my fingers and cause all guns in the United States to disappear and all illegal drugs in the United States to disappear, how long do you think it would be before illegal drugs started coming back into the country? If you're in El Paso, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how long would it take for the drug gangs to go and bring in the weapons that they need to protect that extremely valuable property?
Exactly.
They'd be bringing
and they
it
will.
At the same time.
Sure.
And so
exactly.
The notion that somehow you would be able, you know, so here's the bottom line. If you acknowledge the fact that the vast majority of these mass shootings, you know, defined as four or more people killed, involve drug gangs fighting against each other over drug turf, then whatever gun control law that they're talking about is going to be no more effective than we've been able to do in terms of banning drugs. The drug gangs are going to be able to get the weapons to protect that very valuable property that they have in the same way that they've been able to go and get the illegal drugs that they're going to sell.
And meanwhile, we're caught up in this, you know, in the crossfire of these elected officials and the Biden administration, Democrats particularly, that want to disarm us, and like that's the answer.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what all this drumbeat. But, you know, it's just amazing to me, or discouraging, that the Associated Press goes and relies on the Gun Violence Archive to go and claim that there's this increase in mass shootings that are occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And the bizarre thing is, as I mentioned before, the Gun Violence Archive is simply relying on news media accounts to go and count the number of cases. So the news media is relying on the Gun Violence Archive, which is relying on the news media.
Right. And how much money is going to, you know, to the gun violence organization? I mean, you follow the money, right? I mean, this is how this works. You know, the government needs to have a paper and they need to have some reference so that they can, you know, go into the media, give it to the media. The media, you know, continues. They you know, pay it forward, so to speak, and continue on with the propaganda. And again, we get back into the situation that we were saying earlier, that the Biden, you know, administration supposedly are the ones that are sensitive about misinformation, and here they are. They're the purveyors of it themselves.
Well, I mean, the amount of misinformation, I mean, on COVID and on so many other issues, who's been proven to be right or wrong on these things? So it's just,
the majority, thank God, the majority of America, John, the majority of common sense Americans have proven to be right. This is where we go back to understand and appreciate the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people outweighs if you want to say the cumulative intelligence of these elected officials or the deep state. I mean, they're numbskulls compared to the common sense Americans that know better. You know, they knew better about COVID. Okay, you want to get vaccinated. They did everything they could to avoid it. Some cases they didn't. They didn't have a chance because their jobs and the responsibility of providing for their families hung in the balance, and so they went along regrettably to participate. There have been injuries as a result of it, but you know, there's no accountability. You know, these drug companies, the government is not going to be held accountable because they were protected in all this, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not really sure what you do at some point, but it's just obviously the claims about the vaccinations, the claims about how people could protect themselves from this, censoring the source of it. But, you know, anyway, the COVID stuff's a little bit outside my wheelhouse.
No, I understand, but the pattern is similar, though, John. That's what I'm saying is what you're sharing with us, right?
I worked in the Department of Justice up until January 2021, and I saw this. I have a hard time trusting a lot of the data that comes out of the Department of Justice, the FBI. You and I have talked about things like they're recording information on active shooting cases before.
Right.
Problems with data that they have on hate crime. There's problems with all sorts of data that they have that's coming out. I've used FBI data for 40 years, and I've gotten to the point where it's hard for me to go and trust the information there. I've had trouble with issues from the Centers for Disease Control because, you know, it's not just this gun violence archive that we've been talking about that the media relies on. And never mentions that they're a gun control group that's there. You know, the irony is if I go and make a statement, they'll go and say, you know, conservative or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Researcher, you know, pro-gun research.
Yeah,
my views have changed a lot over time on guns as I've done research on the issue. Mm-hmm. But they don't go and label these other groups. Why not? I mean, here, as I mentioned before, you have an organization, the Gun Violence Archive, that's gone, and at the end of last year, it was revealed that they had lobbied the Centers for Disease Control to take down information on the number of defensive gun uses. And they gave us a reason for it that it upset them because it made it more difficult for them to go and lobby for gun use.
Exactly. Right.
Talk about censoring. Why should the government take into account whether it makes it harder for gun control groups to lobby for gun control laws as a reason to take down information?
Exactly. And by doing so, they're endangering us. They're putting us at risk. Can't they see that, John?
Well, I mean, that's the bottom line. They claim that they care about safety, but the defensive gun use, which is directly related to safety, they want to censor that. Exactly.
Dr. John Lott has been
How would you
Thank
like
you,
to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. SAG-AFTRA, the union representing 160,000 actors, has declared a strike, halting movie and television production. Disney CEO Bob Iger says the actors are being unreasonable.
There's a level of expectation that they have that is just not realistic. That is quite frankly, very disruptive.
The actors are joining the Hollywood writers who've been on strike for nearly 2.5 months. The rainfall and snowfall records established during the previous winter may not stand for long. The National Weather Service is warning of a potentially historically strong El Nino this year. El Nino formed earlier than usual. Experts say there's a 90% chance it will last into early 2024. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Good stuff from Dr. John Lott, huh? I'll tell you, this is what's happening. This era of misinformation. And the thing is, like I say, it's so rich and ironic that you have an administration and the people that are shouting about misinformation are the biggest purveyors of it. And whether we're talking about, gun control, talking about drugs, human trafficking, it's the same thing, and this is why, you know, in this show, and I so appreciate John coming on and clearing up this, you know, this guy. I mean, he's been studying this, you know, for decades, and he has seen the pattern, and we need to be aware of these patterns and how they're being thrust upon us to tell us how we should think and what we should believe. You know, we're supposed to just check in our own brains and common sense for the sake of the collective? Oof. Yeah, we start doing that, I mean, forget it. And we have been doing that way too long. This is why we're at each other's throats right now. And speaking of which, we're going to talk about justice. What is justice? You know, this is one wedge issue that is dividing our country and its citizens. But shouldn't justice actually bring us together? I mean, think about that. So where are we missing the point? Maybe not understanding what true justice is really about and how it works for all of us. Our next guest, Ben Quine, has produced an informative and thought-provoking video series on biblical justice. Perhaps is what we've been needing to hear for a long time, Ben Quine. Hey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm honored to be here.
Hey, so tell us about biblical justice, the video series.
Well, absolutely. You know, I just love the point you were just making. This is an opportunity for us, really, as Christians and as a nation, to return to some really foundational bedrock principles that are found in Scripture that were cornerstones really of our country's founding and that are great unifiers. If we look to Scripture for justice, biblical principles, then we can come together and make such a huge impact. So I'm just thrilled about this course. The Bible has the answers our country needs, and justice is just such an important question for all of us if we're going to have a healthy society.
You know, we've been encouraging people to return to first principles. And when you go back to the early founding and, you know, into those early Genesis period of when this great American idea was being formulated, I'll tell you, the Bible was often referred to. It was the roadmap to this, to our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and this great American idea, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, looking through Scripture, we talk about this in great detail in the course, but there are really three kind of primary biblical pillars for justice. The first one is equality, the idea that everyone needs to be treated the same way under the law with no partiality, no favoritism. The second is a hugely important concept of equal restitution, the idea that the punishment should match the crime. Punishment can't be too extreme or too lenient. And the third is individual responsibility. Each of us should be judged by our own actions. And if you take those three principles and really flesh them out in terms of, you know, different areas, whether that's economics or due process or whatever, we're going to see dozens. We go through this in the course. There are dozens of specific references to these principles and others from the Bible in our founding documents, our Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights. It's really incredible.
Well, and what I love about this too, Ben, is that the words are, they're consistent and they're true. This has been part of the challenge we've had in our culture today. You hear terms like equality, and then it gets, you know, bent to be defined as equity. And that takes on a whole different meaning whatsoever. But this is like, for those of us who have experienced and understand and have read the Screwtape letters, this is what this does. I mean, you know, everything is counterfeited and twisted around, and then we get confused by the difference between equity and equality and what that means, because the fullness of equality, which is, you know, clearly, you know, defined for us in the Bible, but if you throw the Bible away and you come up with man's definition of it, then everything gets bent and perverted, doesn't it?
You're so right. You're so right, Bill. Equity is really the perfect example, because even that word is in Scripture and talks about how God loves equity. He's for it. But that's in the sense, the original meaning of the word, which was basically a synonym for equality. That would mean everyone's fairly treated equally. But of course, now we're living in 1984, where words are redefined with opposite meanings, and equity now means this concept of forced equality of outcomes, everyone has to have the same result. And of course, the only way you can get there, the only way you can achieve that end is through forcibly unequal treatment and forcibly taking from one who has to give to one who doesn't have. And that's one of the definitions of injustice.
See, that's the thing that, you know, I find to be quite interesting, is that it goes in a circle. And when you grab equality and you start moving it and you dial it around and bend it in such a way that it obliterates the original meaning of what equality is, and you end up doing the exact opposite of what you intended to do.
That's right, and that's why modern social justice is so dangerous. Again, biblically, you know, God cares deeply about justice. It's part of his character. It's a basic part of the gospel. And because God cares so deeply about justice, he calls us all to do that. You know, Micah 6:8 is a very famous and powerful verse. Mm-hmm. You know, he has told you, O man, what is good, what is will require of you, but to act justly or to do justice, to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God. So it's not optional for us. And when we apply justice to society, of course, that would be social justice. And God wants that. God wants to apply his principles to our culture all around us, not just in church. But the danger of modern social justice, again, is that it's presented under this guise of fairness. So, well, we're going to treat everyone fairly with this modern social justice. But in fact, what it does is it actively replaces those biblical concepts, individual responsibility, equal restitution, equality, replaces those with secular concepts of favoritism, authoritarianism, and forced equality of outcomes. And that creates a profoundly unfair, unjust, unbiblical society that really hurts people, I mean, especially the weakest of society. So it's this very dangerous, harmful idea presented as a loving, caring idea.
And Ben Quine, the evidence is empirical. I mean, we've been doing this for thousands of years. I mean, all of a sudden you get some brainiac on the corner, comes up with this great idea, this humanistic idea, and we go into this grand experiment, and then what's left in the wake is all this destruction of humanity. And what a waste, because the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, we're still accountable. God's going to say, hey, what did you do with the opportunity I gave you? Well, you got to understand, you know, I was chasing down equity. You know, I was fighting these demons, you know, it was those demons that you sent my way. No, that's not the way it works, right?
God's principles work. If we will just put faith in him and his word and put them into practice, they work. And we can see throughout history that when cultures reject God, reject his principles, it really leads to destruction. And, of course, that's why we have to know history. Those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. And that's right where we are today, of course.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt. Well, Ben, boy, what a service that you have done, you know, to help do this, because unfortunately, this is stuff that should have been, you know, in our school system, that people should be educated on. But this is what's happening. You know, groups like yours are filling in the gap, and they are bringing, you know, awareness and knowledge to people to understand, because, you know, they'll see this and they go, why didn't I see this? Why wasn't I taught this in school? Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say, you're absolutely right. It's not that difficult. You don't, this isn't a course. You don't have to be a lawyer to do this. This is for every person. These concepts are simple. They used to be taught in our school systems. They used to be taught in our churches. And now we think of it as something, you know, foreign or it's not something we're supposed to talk about in church. And in actual fact, it's just so basic and so biblical. And as anyone who takes this course, you can be empowered and equipped with to be able to articulate the biblical position against the woke lies out there. You can be equipped to see how the Lord wants to use you to get into the culture to make an impact. And there's so many areas, whether that's education or the sanctity of life or due process or government, there's a place for each Christian to make an impact in this area. And it's something we're all called to do.
Exactly. Ben Quine is with us, and our conversation will continue about his thought-provoking video series on biblical justice. We'll tell you how to get your hands on it as well, so stay tuned. Just about, what is it? About 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Ben Quine continues with us. He has produced an informative and thought-provoking video series on biblical justice, because when you get back to first principles, I mean, who created justice in the first place, Ben?
Well, God created justice. It's part of his character. Isaiah 30:18 says, "For the Lord is a God of justice," and that's what he's built it into the very fibers of the universe, that there are principles, particularly equality, equal restitution, individual responsibility. God follows those, and he expects us to follow those as well.
And when we honor that, we will be honored. Let's go back in that conversation between he and Cain, when Cain was upset because God hadn't appreciated his offering, remember? And God very succinctly told him and told the rest of his creation through the millennia that if you do right, will it not go well for you? And this part of doing right is that which is just as well. It's all, as you say, it is interwoven into the natural, innate nature of a holy God.
Yeah, it's incredible. If you look at the gospel, and especially the cross mm-hmm. is really the greatest act of justice in history, because there's a great problem posed by sin. How can a holy God allow sinful people into his presence? And a lot of people have this idea that God can just say, "Oh, don't worry about that sin thing. I'll just forgive you. Come on in, it's no problem." But in actual fact, God required payment. He required that justice be done. And that's why in Romans mm-hmm. 3 it says that God, through the cross, Jesus paid our penalty. He's our propitiation. That means he satisfied the debt. He satisfied God's wrath. And that way God can be just and the justifier. He justifies us, and he's still just. He retains that justice because the just payment has been made. And again, if you look at the Old Testament, Amos, Jeremiah, mm-hmm. Isaiah, the prophets, they're always talking about how Israel is called and God's grieved and heartbroken because they're not fulfilling God's call for justice in their culture.
Yeah, the gospel message is so profound that when you catch it, you can never be the same. And conversely, if you think that, if you backslide, the emptiness and that which you lose in the process in your backslidedness, so to speak, is so immense and crushing. It's why David said, "Oh God, please, against you, you only have I sinned. Do not take away your Holy Spirit from me," right?
Absolutely. And you know, there's even another step beyond that. That's the real secret. And that is that to a secular world, they really only understand manipulation or force or power in order to change behavior, coercion, programming, all these things. And, of course, that's not how the gospel works. Romans 12 says, don't be conformed.
Yes.
To the pattern of this world. That's what the world likes to do. It likes to push us and squeeze us and try to make it says, oh, we've got a problem. Let's make more laws. We want to make this happen. We need more laws. We need regulation. How about fines or higher taxes? That'll do it. Let's put a sin.
How about more masks? Have a mask.
Exactly.
A mask. Right. Here's a mask for you.
and what the gospel says is no, it's be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. It's not the fruit of Ben. It's not the fruit of Bill. It's not because we try extra hard. It's not because we're forced to do it. But when the Holy Spirit comes, when the gospel really touches our heart to change us from the inside, and that's the real secret. I mean, we have a justice problem because we have a sin problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the antidote to injustice is heart change that comes from the gospel.
Right.
The founders recognized this. They said that our Constitution is fit only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to govern any other. And that can only come from the heart change of the gospel. It doesn't come from more
exactly.
laws. It doesn't come from manipulation or force. Jesus is the cure for injustice.
Amen. And when you look at America today, this is where we are. We've turned away from God. Our anchorings, and our, foundation for morality has been compromised, and we're like this hot air balloon that's been punctured. It's flying all over the place. It's total chaos right now, and it's because we have a nation founded by God who was there, the genesis of this country. You go to the very beginning, in the beginning there when America was thought, God was there. God was orchestrating God's hand clearly when you listen to the words and the testimony of and the witness of the early pilgrims and even our early leaders and our first president of the United States. What did he say repeatedly? But for the hand of divine providence, right?
Yes, that's right. And that's why I'm so excited about this class, because it really is something that every person can make an impact. And, mm-hmm. The verse that stands out to me as you were saying that is Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And, that verse is like for America in 2023. There is a way of morality that seems right to people. There is a way of marriage and sexuality that seems right to our culture. There is a way of economics, a way of justice. And all of these lead to death, right?
Yes.
We can see that all around us. And, and the actual answer is return to God, return to following him in his ways. And so, it's something we can do, and we can tell our friends, and we can make an impact. I love being a part of Christians Engaged. It's just an amazing ministry, and we say all the time, the church is the answer. And I'd love everyone who's listening to join me and to return to Scripture. Just take every issue, any issue, whatever it is, and say, what does God's Word say about this?
Exactly.
Go from there.
He does have an answer. There's no doubt about it. Well, we want to encourage people to engage biblical justice in a small group, churches, pastors, and what's going on in the church today, Ben, it is heartbreaking, and it must break the heart of our Savior who went to the cross, who was the one, he was the one that instituted, if I can say that in a broad sense. He's the one that called the church into being because he knew the church needed to be here to be the answer to a fallen world as the gospel continued to go forth. And unfortunately, right now, we have so many churches that have decided to, as you say, go the way of man. and we're going to see an increasing numbers of people who are devastated and casualties as a result of following the wrong shepherds. But we need to know, and this is something that God has been showing me, and it seems almost with every guest this comes up, is that we need to know the difference between the legitimate and the counterfeit, Ben. And there's lots of counterfeit out there. But you need to know what the legitimate is. And I remind people that, you know, we can learn a lot from the bank clerks and what they do to study, how they study, currency. They don't study the illegitimate. They study the legitimate. That's what their focus is on. And it's amazing. When you do that, you can recognize the illegitimate much quicker. And so that, I believe, is the challenge that we have in returning to the Bible and the Word of God, that we must do as Jesus said when he was asked about having food. And he says, well, you know, I don't care about food. What I care about and what I feed off of is the Word of God, right? And I got to figure if Jesus says that, then, that's, if we can underline and take that to the bank, right?
We should, too. That's exactly right. But, you know, Bill, I talk to people all the time. And Christians are just, they're so hungry. They say, well, what can I do? How can I get involved? Is there anything I can do? And a lot of times we feel overwhelmed. We feel like the obstacles are too great. But, you know, God has put each one in the body where he wants us. And he's given us skills and individual gifts and callings. And we can make a difference. But like you said, we have to return to Scripture. Christians have to be bold, and especially I exhort pastors to be bold. And this is the hour for boldness. Mm-hmm. And stand for the gospel. It will make a huge impact.
And Ben, I think we have time to prepare. Not a whole lot of time, but before you go out into battle, make sure you are armored up. And by being armored up is being proficient. You know, in Ephesians 6, it talks about going forth in the full armor of God. And my prayer on a daily basis is that not only that I have it, but that I become proficient in the use thereof. And so if you're just saying words and you're really not practicing what it is when a fiery dart comes in, if you're not holding up the shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart, you're going to get smacked in the head all the time. So when you're really needed on the field of battle, if you haven't been warriored up and practicing, you're going to be a casualty, and that's not what God wants for you, right? So biblical justice is part of the training that you must go through, and it's a great opportunity. So we got about a minute and a half left here, and I'm going to let you wrap it up. Yeah. Tell everybody how they can engage, get their hands on the program for their small groups, their churches, their pastors. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So this course is very flexible. You can do it in so many different ways. It's 8 videos. We have a PDF with some self-directed Bible study. So we want you to get in the Word first and then watch a lecture on Scripture, what that passage and passage you've been looking at, what it's all about. And then we have these incredible guest interviews. We're joined by David Barton, Kirk Anderson, Stuart Greaves, incredible leaders of the faith nationwide. And you can use this course, like you said, in your individual Bible study, small groups. We've got discussion questions. Churches are starting to, some churches are doing it all community-wide on Sunday nights. We're just so excited about it. Go to ChristiansEngage.org and click on classes. Or you can type directly ChristiansEngage.org/biblical-justice, and it's right there.
ChristiansEngage, you said .org?
.org.
.org. Okay, that's simple, ladies and gentlemen. This is your assignment. Okay, check it out. And even if you don't have a small, you know, group, this is a great way to start one, right, Ben? I mean, because people are hungry for this.
That's
and
right.
you could be the agent to bring light into a dark world, into your neighborhoods, into small groups in your churches, or wherever you have influence. Ben Quine, thank you so much. You're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
So
take care. God bless
you, sir.
You got it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides...